were hunted without mercy. You ate our flesh and wore our hides. You used our bones to fashion ever more complex butchery devices. You burnt the grasslands and forests. You starved us. You drove us to our deaths over cliffs. You hurled rocks and dug pits. We fought back, but victories were rare. There were too many of you. You were as countless as the stars. The taking of a life, even that of a pitiless biped, is no small thing. But it made me proud at the time. You had plenty of bodies to spare. You wouldn't miss one of your hunters. Every one of us that fell was a disaster, a repository of wisdom and ancestral memory stretching back tens of thousands of your so-called years. It is true what you say, after all. We do not forget. We cannot. When one of us dies, the experiences of thousands disappear with them. Our bloodlines carry more than a blueprint for tusk and trunk. They are replete with the history of family. To kill a mammoth is to kill its primogenitors. One piercing spear can destroy a lineage. This is why the arrival of Clovis in our lands was such an affront. You were bent on not just killing us for pelts to keep you warm in winter and for meat to feed your young, but on erasing us from the world. We knew that if we did nothing, it would soon be as if we never existed at all. Our bones would sink into the tar. We would be forgotten. You tried to ambush me where the canyon narrowed. You thought I didn't know you were up there, that I could not see the trickling pebbles that your strange feet dislodged. Also, I could smell you. Hygiene was never your strong suit. I had walked that way hundreds of times, and just like my forebears had rubbed my flanks against the rocky outcrop. Our kind had been doing this for so long that the stone was polished smooth, reflective as water. It was an excellent means of removing ticks and having oneself a good scratch. I knew something Clovis did not. Those crags further up may have offered prime concealment, but they were unstable. Deep memory told me of how the mountain had collapsed when the earth shook, how it might do so again under similar pressures. I threw my considerable bulk against the canyon wall. The loose stone crumbled beneath your bony feet. Boulders fell, and men with them. Those of you who were uninjured ran. One of you had an arm pinned under the fallen rocks. Your frantic attempt to push a boulder off the crushed limb was in vain. Your bloodied feet scrabbled in the dirt. It must have been frustrating being trapped. Terrifying, perhaps, as I bore down on you. You fell silent as I stood astride you. Choking dust swirled in the air. You closed your eyes and played dead. I leant down and nudged your body with my tusk. You opened your eyes again and squealed in pain. I knew if I pushed hard enough, your arm would tear away at the shoulder. I considered doing that, but I am not like man. I do not torture for pleasure. Your free hand slapped at the ground. You were attempting to reach a stone knife that had fallen out of reach. Still had some fight in you, despite the odds. I admired that a little. Clovis was tougher than they looked. They clung to life with the ferocity of a cave bear protecting her cubs. I made it quick. I placed a foot on your chest and pressed down until your sternum cracked and your heart was crushed. Your eyes went wide, and you spat blood over my leg. You expired in a moan of relief. I wiped your entrails off my foot. One less Homo sapiens. The world was a better place.